And the journey continues. I'm recording now, baby. So, no, I thought you were a speed reader. What?
Okay.
You need time for it? Look at the view.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Tell the viewers where we're at on YouTube, because it's a video.
The lighthouse in Dash Point, or Browns Point.
Yeah, we're doing a car episode today, you guys.
It is way too windy. You see those guys flying around there?
Yeah, they got some crazy people out there. I don't know if you can see it, but if you're watching the YouTube channel at Growing Some Mullein on YouTube, there's these guys that are like surfing on the water, the Puget Sound area, and they got these like sails.
Parasurfing
sails. The trees are blocking right now, but they're back there. You can see them. And they're just jumping and flying. But it's a beautiful view out here. This is that one area where we had to delete the episode because of the, well, I forgot what it's called again, interference.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. The journey continues on the Growing Samoan podcast. I'm turning the camera around. Here we go. And we're here. There we go. That's me, T'Challa. Hi, hon.
Hey.
I'm your host, Henry Willie, a.k.a. DJ Hen, Uncle Hen, all that good stuff. Here with my lovely co-host, T'Challa.
Hi, guys.
You can probably guess what her last name is. And we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in again to another episode of the Growing Samoan podcast. Growing Samoan. We're doing this car episode. It's our first car episode when we're in the car because we got to go do our whakao, our shopping. So I just said, hey, let's just throw the stuff in the car and do a podcast.
We'll do a quick one. You know,
similar.
On to our daily lives of grocery shopping. And
we are just enjoying this view because I love getting next to the water, just pulling up to some park. And just parking and watching the waves and everything. And we have this Dash Point Park in our backyard. So that's where we're at today, filming, recording our podcast. So, talofa lava, malolele, aloha yarana, bulavinaka, kia ora, hola, hello, bonjour, bonjour. What's that, the French one again? Remember our French neighbors? That is bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oui, oui. Au revoir. What is that? They say bye.
Au revoir.
And greetings. Hello to all the earthlings, our Growing Samoan listeners out there in the world today. Whether you're listening in your car, your cavales, or on your way to work, and you need something to listen to, some kind of financial inspiration, some motivation. Let's get it, y'all. It's time. And how was your day, honey?
It's good. We had a good get together with the kids playing bowling last night.
Yeah, because it's Sunday morning right now.
Yeah.
And we were bowling last night with one of our nephews for his birthday.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big shout outs to Maddie Ice. Happy birthday, Neff. I love you. And it was fun last night.
Yeah, I love bowling.
We got bowling a chance to bowl with the family, the nephews and nieces and our sons, the older ones. And just being adults, the older generator, being the OG and the overseer and the big papa, the dad of the bunch. It is a great feeling. Of just being able to watch it. That's what we were talking about last night on our way home, was how much fun we had and just being able to spend time with family, especially the young ones, the youth.
And
young adults.
And they're not young, like they're some, babies. They are all 18 and over.
Yeah. They're all adults now.
They're all adults.
In the United States of America, 18 years old and older, you are considered an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like 18 and over and yeah, 21 and
21
over.
21 and over. So a lot of them got to go to, all I kept seeing was,
hey, guess what?
Beer pitchers. And
you're 21 and over too.
Right.
I'm 21 and over.
Yes.
31 and over.
I've made my child believe that I'm my early 20s.
41 and over. But
yeah, good day.
Yeah,
good
it brings day. It brings us back to this podcast and what we like to talk about and preach about here is our journey, me and Tala's journey on reaching financial independence so we can enjoy our time, all the time that we want to spend that time with our family. And that's our main goal or end, you know, the end of our journey is to just reach financial independence and say bye-bye to the 9-to-5 and being able to stay at home or not staying at home, but just being able to do what you want to do in life. And last night to us, what we're talking about bowling with our family, our young adults, it felt so good because we were financially capable of going to a bowling alley and having fun without worrying about, damn, this bowling alley is hella expensive.
Right.
Because everybody knows when you go to a bowling alley, it's like, well, what's the deals? They got deals over here at this alley. We went to what's called Cosmic Bowl now, but it used to be called Rockin' Bowl, where it's like 3 hours. You get it. You pay for the flat rate, mm-hmm. And it's an okay deal. And I remember, man, when we were young adults, or in our 20s or whatever, we were all just like, "Oh man, we got to come out of our pockets with all this and stuff." And even back then, it was tough. But you know, we didn't even have that much kids, and you know, we less bills and all that. But over the years, we accumulated debt. We accumulated all kinds of financial, you know, hurt. And last night was like a epiphany where we were driving home. Or is that kind of like a, it was mm-hmm. just like something that hit me where I was just like, wow, this financial independence journey that we're on is this shit. Because we just had a bomb ass time with the youth or the young adults. We're able to
the younger generator.
Know, we were able to support the fun times, the bowling activities, and some you know, little snacks, little fries and stuff like that.
Yeah, we wanted them to enjoy it, which they should, you know. Yeah,
and it didn't even hurt me none financially, nothing. It wasn't even a pinch in my pocket, and I couldn't say this 3 years ago. Mm. Or so I would. If every time you go to bowling alley, I'd be like, "Hold on, I got to see what's in the savings. If I use this, then I could buy another pitcher or two." Or
yeah, alcohol was.
Hold on, how many drinks you getting, girl? It's like, damn. Last night I wasn't even keeping track. This woman over here was just buying drinks left and right. But
no, it was
okay. No, it was okay because I knew last night, like financially, it wasn't going to hurt me none. Because why? Because I got play money. Remember we talked about when you become financially educated, what we like to preach a lot about on this podcast is it doesn't mean that you have to suffer in pain through this journey because you do have play money.
Yeah. After you pay yourself first and you get your investments and your bills and all of that, there's definitely a lot of money in your pocket.
Yeah, it's play money. It's your money. Have fun. Enjoy. And for me, I enjoyed spending it on bowling last night.
Yeah. And he's much better than I am. I either spend it on shopping for things that I really shouldn't get or bingo.
Or the casino. Because that's your thing.
That's my play money. You know, yeah. Go hang out with my mom and my sister and...
I could play on the machines, but this I know it's your thing. I love it because hey, it's cool to win some money, but I don't know. You know, we're different, right? And
total opposite.
But with our play money and our finances in order, you get to play, and it doesn't hurt. Before I used to be like, "Bitch, what you going? You going to go like crazy?" And we used to just go at it, just yelling at each other over. You went to the casino, where you? And you know, those were the times where it was tough. Where it was like we were enemies, right? We were just like enemies, baby. Like you're a 49er and I'm a Seahawk.
Really?
Or I'm a 49er.
You're from Frisco, not me.
Speaking
I'm
of,
from Long Beach.
Speaking of, big shout outs to all my family, the Niner fans out there. Yeah, you guys did it though, you know.
Hey, we made it to the big game.
For being NFC champs, you know, but them boys came hard, KC, and congratulations to KC too, because I know some KC fans. And, you know, we got next year. It's okay, everybody. There's next year. So going back to our podcast today, when we were talking about debt, like how we felt like going to the bowling alley was tough back in the day when we were in debt. And this is like a few years ago.
Yeah, and it was probably cheaper then, and yet we just didn't have the funds, and we were making really bad money decisions.
It was just
hard. We were just young and dumb.
You can't really enjoy it. When you're not, and we're not rich or anything right now at this moment, but I can tell you guys right now, where we're at in our life is just so, like, amazing. There's no words I can express because it's just more and more positive things that are happening to us in our lives financially. Like, just by saving and not spending and using that savings for investments and knowing and putting it into a game plan for and a journey. And you just see, like, all this money accumulate in your accounts and your stability of not having to worry about, oh, shit, what if I get fired? What if I miss this, this bill? What if this happens? A fa la la ve? None of that is an issue to it. What if we go bowling tonight and we don't have money to, you know?
It's become irrelevant to us now. Before, it would be like kind of the main thing about worrying about how are we going to pay for this? Where are we going to get the funds? Now it's like a suggestion and we're like, okay, what do you want to do? And it's not like how much it costs.
And it makes it much, much easier. That's what we talk about is when you become financially educated, it just makes life easier when you know about your money. You know what to do with your money. You know how to invest it. It just makes it easier.
Yeah, because
it doesn't solve everything, but it makes it much, much easier.
It makes it easier. Yeah, definitely easier.
It makes it easier. So, that's the song.
Yeah, but it helps. It's kind of nice because it not only helps you, but it helps those around you, like your family. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it also helps out your family. Like last night, you know, we were able to help pay for us some of the bowling, and I felt like I loved it. It was like that's what I want to do. That's what I want to use my play money for for stuff like that. Last night when I sat there and I was bowling with our youth, or the young ones, the young adults, our kids too, our older ones, and just being there and just enjoying life with our family. And just be surrounded by laughs and giggles and jokes and
you know. Yeah, it was fun. We got to see them because we were there years ago and we laugh at.
And it's just it's a beautiful thing and not have to worry about money. Yeah. Not because we're rich or nothing, just because we know how to say no to the things that aren't going to get us anything. And we know how to say yes to the things that are worth it. So for me, I say no to just blowing my money on trinkets and shiny things. And I say yes to, hell yeah, let's go bowling. I'll pay for this. I know my nephews, nieces, and sons, they don't have it yet. I don't want them to stress. Some people are going through, you know, financial struggles. Hey, I got it. It's nothing. Why? Because it really is nothing. Not because I'm rich. It's because I have money. I have play money. I call it playing money, right?
Yeah. You know what? We know what we can, what we have to spend and what we can
and
help with. So.
And this episode is mainly about getting out of debt, really, because we wouldn't be able to be in this position that we're at now if we didn't get out of debt.
pretty much. Yes.
And so now that we're going to jump into the topic, you know, we just had to talk about a little bit about, you know, what's been going on in our lives this past 2 weeks. This is a bi-weekly podcast. Please don't forget to leave a review, rate, subscribe on iTunes, everybody. Spread the word. YouTube channel, go subscribe to that. And also, if you want to leave a voicemail, leave a voicemail. If you go to the show notes, I think, and it'll say leave a voicemail, leave a message for us, and just click it. Or you can go to anchor.fm and set up an account. It's free. Just search Growing Samoan Podcast and
leave a voice message.
Leave a voice message and we'll play it. And right now, guess what, you guys? We're going to play a voicemail from another listener. And she's doing great things too. You know, big shout out to her. And let's play that voicemail right quick, yo.
Hi, y'all. Miss Hoopola here, your number one fan. I wanted to come and leave a message and show you my endless love and support. Thank you for everything that you guys do as far as educating Polynesians, especially Samoans, on finances and life. I also wanted to say that I'm so sorry for your loss with Kobe Bryant. Actually, the world's loss of Kobe Bryant. And let this be a reminder on the importance of family and loving each other and just telling each other that you love each other every day and showing that too. Yeah, hope you guys are having a good weekend. Tomorrow's Super Bowl. Go Niners, Niners faithful. I'm so excited. And I'll talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, so big shout outs to Ms. Upolu, longtime listener. Keep up the good work. We know that you're going to be doing good things and big things soon.
Definitely.
And yeah, and we just can't wait to
hear
more. Yeah,
thank you for supporting, for watching, for listening.
That that voicemail was it was from before
it was,
the
it
Super
was
Bowl.
The, yeah, it was the yeah. the weekend of.
Yeah.
Of Super Bowl.
And
yeah.
But this podcast is after, so that's why we're, you know, but hey, we mentioned about the Niners, so it's okay, Ms. Upolu. I know you guys, you know, did a great job this season. You know,
yes.
Keep your head up. And for Kobe, yeah, man, the Kobe thing. When we, it was funny.
That was the shock for
that episode, remember? Because that was the episode we were here at this spot, and then it
that night. Or
no,
yeah,
no,
when
morning,
we got in that car.
No, the morning we came here at this spot we're here right now doing this podcast, mm-hmm. and our episode got deleted because there was some interference. Then we didn't know. We left here. We went to the store, and while I went in and came out, then you told me, "Oh,
yeah,
Kobe died
in Hong Kong."
And
yeah,
and everybody and his daughter and everybody in the plane. And I was like, "What?" So then we did the podcast at home.
Yeah,
and that's when we did the Kobe.
Yeah. They have that saying, you know, I mean, especially, I mean, it hit, like we were saying, it hits harder. If you're from LA, you know, but it's, yeah.
And going back to that again, Kobe and everybody, that's what we're just talking about is time. Kobe, that dude was blessed.
Yeah.
He was blessed. He was like, I think he was a couple of years older than me, 41 or 42.
Yeah. He's pretty young.
Yeah. And he... Like, people like him, they're going to go, he's going down in history, you know, his, what he did, you know, his passion in life. But the thing about him I love is that he didn't let fear stop him, didn't let no self-doubt. He just continued to do what he wanted to do, and that's what made him great. So everybody listening right now, if like you do, Miss Upolu, we love you. We know you're going to do great things. Don't let that fear or self-doubt get to you guys. Just continue to just do it. And continue to, yeah, just be yourself. Right, hun? That's the best thing you can do. Be yourself. I love that message. So once again, anybody else who wants, if you just can continue to keep bringing all of those voice messages, if you want.
Just say hi, hello.
Yeah, just leave your name, where you're from, and just say whatever you want to say, and we'll play it. And you can be on air of the Growing Samoan Podcast. If you want to be multiple messages, then go ahead. It's fine. So with that being said, moving on to our topic, debt. I had talked to a family member, and in a Polynesian household, that person sent the email, and we're going to read that email and just discuss about what we call getting out of debt and who helps a lot of people out is Dave Ramsey. Now, we didn't really go through the Dave Ramsey thing, but we took bits and pieces of his ideas because we loved it. And Dave Ramsey is like a best way for you to get out of debt. Getting out of debt, by the way, is a very, very emotional thing that can lift your spirits up. When people are tied down to debt, when people have like emotional attachments to debt, I mean, it really, really holds them back, right? It really, really holds them down. Like, so getting out of debt can not only be a great thing financially, of course, but it also can be a very, very beautiful thing for you in your life emotionally. It'll lift your spirits up. It can be like a big old burden lift off your shoulders and everything. We know firsthand. We were about $250,000 in debt, maybe a little bit over. Mm-hmm. $250,000 in debt. We went through the housing bubble out here in the United States back in 2007. It hit in 2008, but we got caught up in that early. And being young, I was around 26 at the time when we bought our house, and it was a sleazy move by, you know, the people that sold us the property, or just the whole, if you know anything about the housing bubble and back then in the market crash, then you'll understand that it was a nationwide thing where people were just greedy. They let that greed get to them, and it destroyed our economy because of just people with their greed for money. And this was, you know, the banks and the housing bubble and everything. And we got caught up in that, and it took us over 10 years to bounce back. Over 10 years. And when that hit us, being in debt, $250,000, a quarter mil in debt, and there's people that are on this financial independence journey that were in millions of dollars in debt, or even way more, like close to a mil. All the podcasts I listen to, there are people that a million, over a million, under a million, 100,000, whatever, 20,000.
Majority of these people, though, it's student loans. I mean, $250,000 is like one student loan for one person, literally. So you're talking about student loans, credit card debt. Those are the two major debts that people carry.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Like any debt, whether it's student loans, whether it's mortgage foreclosures or
cars,
credit card car debts, car loans, any kind of debt, like, you know, where you get foreclosed on a house or you get your car repoed or anything. And there's.
Yeah, for us, that debt alone was just for a house, for real estate. That did not include, like, you know, you got little medical debts and then loans.
Credit cards,
stuff, you know. I mean, we even did payday loans, like things like that. Those were like minuscule compared to the real estate debt. One thing, and that was how much it cost.
So being in debt, we know firsthand. We're not going to preach about stuff that we never been through. We've been through it, and it took us over 10 years to get out of that. Because we just gave up. We're like, no, I don't care about credit. I was at that point, remember, hun, when I was like, man, fuck credit. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to live everything off of money and this and that. I don't care. I don't, you know, about this. Everything's going to be cash. And that's just because I was scared to learn, to educate myself about what the fuck I was doing wrong. I was just giving up, being a dumbass, being ignorant, just not taking responsibility. Because when we, you know, fell into that major hole, I gave up. I was young, like 20 something years old, and I was like, man, the world is ended. That burden was so heavy on us. My family, my wife, my kids, I fucked up, you know. And I let 10 years pass by until it finally clicked, where I got financially educated and just start saying, all right, grow the fuck up. This had to take care of business, handle this. And I had nobody. We had nobody.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out well for us because we waited that long. Foreclosure fell off after
10
years.
We had nobody to educate us about this. And it was up to us to do it. See, so when I finally just snapped and said, you know what? Let's attack debt. Let's attack our debt. Let's see. And remember, you're like, oh, and we were all like, yeah. And then I was like,
really
no, fuck
didn't
it.
Wanna, I didn't want to look at what the hell I had on my credit report.
But the more.
And what I was in debt.
Yeah, but the more and more I started reading and listening to podcasts, I was like, holy shit, there's people out there that are doing it. Oh, wow. This is how you take care of that? Oh, wow. I'm learning. I'm receiving this information. And I just go back to you. Hey, hon, check this out. This is what I heard. This is what I read. And you're like, fuck off. And I was like, babe.
I would ignore my husband when he would come up to me about
But death. I just finally chipped away like, pip, 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 pip. And then all of a sudden you came down and then you're like, what? Are you serious? We can do this? And then ever since then, the journey we just started flying. And we were flying through turbulence. I'll tell you that. Nonstop turbulence. It wasn't easy flying. No, it's turbulence when you start on this road to getting out of debt. But once you get there, get out of debt, oh my gosh. And like every time you get out of turbulence, it starts getting smoother, smoother. You're like, oh wow, this feels good. And all of a sudden the clouds clear up. You can see, oh, look at the ocean. And look at that beautiful view.
I mean, in the beginning,
that's a good analogy.
Your challenge is literally collecting every single debt you have.
Turn the camera around. Go ahead. Keep talking, baby. Show the view.
Every single debt that you have that is anything from like, oh my gosh, on your credit report, things that are not reported. Mm-hmm. We had to gather. That was like one of the hardest things, was to gather everything that we know we owe. Things that you think fell off your credit report, but honestly will reappear.
Yeah.
Like that was a challenge. And then calling the creditors and the debt collectors. And these are the people, and I'll be honest, we used to avoid them.
Yeah.
Like the plague. We literally would not want to talk to. When they call, you just send them a voicemail. You never answer their phone calls, blah, blah, blah. And then once you get financially educated, they teach you a whole different way.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ignore them. Don't ever, ever, ever ignore a debt.
Yeah, and these are all the tips that we learned just by...
Yeah, this is what we had to do.
Applying ourselves. Yeah. If we never applied ourselves, meaning started to educate ourselves, we would never know this.
Yeah, honestly, to be honest, remember in the beginning, like I was saying, how you ignore collectors? I've come to look forward to that.
Yeah.
I actually was hoping they would call because...
Yeah, you know what? This is what we're going to do, because the debt collector thing is we dug deep into all that when we're getting out of debt, and we'll probably have just a whole episode on tips of how to avoid scammers, debt collectors,
and things that we did and what we did to
get out of debt, because we got out of debt and we are debt free. You know, we're going to have a debt free party soon. All I'm waiting for is these credit bureaus to check them off, because everything's paid for. We got deals. We went through everything, arrangements to have things paid off, and we paid them off. And it hasn't hit me yet, because I want to get these fucking credit bureaus to
say, okay,
it's paid off.
I don't. Yeah.
But it is. And all we have to do is mail out, you know, a letter to them so they can do that. And we know that. It's just that us knowing that we really are out of debt is just more than enough. So, but we'll talk about that in another episode. Right now, we're going to read the email from that family member that we were talking about. And hopefully you guys can get some things from it and learn something from it too, because this is a Polynesian person, and our story and this person's story hopefully can help you. So at this time, Tala's going to go ahead and start reading. It's pretty long, but it's great information.
Well, do you want to do paragraphs with me?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so let me start the first one.
Like in school. Tala, will you read the first paragraph, please?
Let's see. All right.
Remember when you get that one that don't know how to read? Oh, Johnny, will you read this? Well,
That's enough.
Why you hit me for it? I had hella homies like that in school. I grew up in San Francisco, and man, I remember in school a lot of the kids, mainly kids, came from the hood. They were hoopers, ballers, but they didn't know how to read. You know, So this is, I am not clowning. This is the truth. Go ahead, Tala. You go read.
Alrighty. So let's start it off. It's, hey, growing Samoan. As a millennial couple that was not taught the ways of finance, we struggled with the accumulation of debt and poor money management. Our debt was a complication of student loans, credit cards, and car payments. We had no clue about credit bureaus, the purpose of credit or credit cards, or more importantly, how ultimately credit dictates the USA ways. Even topics like savings and money management weren't shared or spoken about because living paycheck to paycheck was a norm. We were fresh in our baby 20s when we began to dig a debt hole. Yikes. Dave Ramsey plays a significant part of our journey. From his program, we became hungry to live our best life, not just in the sense of the moment, but like our whole life. Mm.
I got to read it for yours. It's not popping up again.
Yeah.
So where are we at again?
Right here.
Quick crash course on Dave Ramsey. He's a successful and well-known financial educator who has created many programs for folks to get out of debt and experience financial freedom. That's what we talk about, financial freedom. His most popular program is the 7 Baby Steps to Get Out of Debt. Mm-hmm. 7 Baby Steps. Creating the more famously known concept, the Snowball Effect. Yeah. Now I'm going to pause right there. See, the Snowball Effect is something that we took from Dave Ramsey because we're like, oh, check this out.
Yeah. It's because it helped us with how, with basically how we got rid of our debt.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell them.
I mean, we did it from, we listed all of our debts. We started from the smallest to the biggest. Mm-hmm. And they usually, the best thing is always attack your smallest one because those are easier to get rid of first before you hit the big ones. Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing that, there's two ways. So for the growing Samoan listeners, this is how you attack your debt, like Tala just said. Let's just say you have three bills, you know, that are in debt. One is $50, one is $1,000, the other one is $5,000. So instead of making payments on the $1,000 one, some people just pay off the $50 one.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You go for the smaller amounts that you can pay off.
Sorry about that. We're talking about the Snowball Effect. Yeah. So you pay off the $50 one.
Yep. And then if you can pay off the $1,000, great. If not, you're going to focus. You move to the next item, which is that $1,000 after you pay the $50. And your focus is getting that paid off.
Yeah.
You don't touch the $3,001 until you finish that one. So basically, you're eliminating debt in order from smallest to biggest.
Yeah. Or actually, the Snowball Effect is really, you have three of the bills. You have the 50. Let's just make it easier. Like, let's make the numbers here. You have the 50, then you have 100, and then you have 200. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that you guys have these debts. They're three different debts. So you have to pay the minimum payment monthly. Now, let's just say that you're going to pay these three debts every month, once a month. So you pay the minimum debts for the two big ones, the $100, the two ones, minimum. So it's probably whatever minimum they want, right? But the $50 one, you can just pay as much as you want to get that rid of. So let's just say you want to just pay the whole 50, okay? So for the first month, you pay the whole 50 for the first debt and the minimum payments for the second debts and third. And then the second month, you can apply that $50 into the next debt, the second debt, because you have $50 more because you don't have that first debt to apply it to. That debt is gone. So now you're rolling that over and you're snowballing it into a bigger ball. And that's what the Snowball Effect means, that you just keep applying that same $50 that you paid off. It's not like, okay, now I have $50 I can save for myself. Now it's like, no, you got to take that 50 and put it into the second debt every month. And then you keep going month to month. And when that second debt is paid off, you know, while still paying the minimum payment for the last debt, while that's paid off, then you take that and apply it to the third. And then that's what he
considers. Because you have an extra 100 and an extra 50. Sorry, you have an extra 150 to apply
So that's the snowball effect. It's great, though.
It is a good, definitely a good. Yeah.
And then you have people, who say, oh, but the interest rate is higher for the biggest debt. Mm-hmm. So why would I attack that last? And, because I got to pay more. Well, here's the thing. If you knock off the $50 debt, the smaller debt, it's a burden lift off your shoulder.
People, it's a debt gone.
Yeah, it's a debt gone. People look at that and it's like a win. You got to have those small wins. Mm-hmm. Those small wins are the shit. You got to enjoy and be like, damn, we took care of that shit. Hey, high five. And then that's a small win. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on. So here we're going to move on. Continue on with the email. So this is the seven steps, baby steps.
For Dave Ramsey.
To get out of seven baby steps to get out of debt. Number one, save $1,000 for emergencies. Number two, pay off, LOL, debt using the snowball effect, which we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Number three, save 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. Mm-hmm. So that just means like your cost of living, everything,
bills, rent.
That way, it's like an emergency, a super emergency fund. Yeah. So for like your living, your home. So let's just say like emergency happened, a fire broke down.
Yeah, or you lost your job. Things like that.
Yeah. Then you have 3 to 6 months worth of money to help you out to save. Number four, invest 15% of your income into retirement. Now, that's the Dave Ramsey step. Mm-hmm. That's good, you know.
Yeah,
we're a little bit more different, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I agree with that. Number five, save for children's college funds. Some people like that. Mm-hmm. We don't.
There's many plans out there for those that are wanting to save for their children's, and that's good for people. That's their path.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you straight up from what I think. I don't believe in college. I really don't. I love the fact that it could get you a higher degree so you can get a higher paying salary. But I think there's other avenues that won't get you in debt that you can accomplish that.
Yeah, our outlook at education, higher education, is definitely a lot different now than it was, because we actually would have followed that a few years ago and be like, oh, I got to save for college because our kids and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We don't think like that no more.
I do agree with college, but if I were to agree with college, it would have to be the frugal way. And our community, the FIRE community, the financial independence retire early community, has ways to go to college with very, very, very low expenses. And, you know, that's why I disagree with colleges in the first place, just because it's a joke how this system puts our kids in debt without even teaching them first, you know. All right, moving on. Number six, pay off home early. Now, if you're a homeowner, this is getting windy out here. If you're a homeowner, then paying off your home early,
the mortgage is,
you know, it can work. You know, it's a debt. It'll just knock out that debt. Now, some people, investors, disagree with that. Like, it's all about percentages, you know.
Yeah, it's two different. I mean, if you're a homeowner, your path is, this is your life and you just want to buy a home for you and your family, then that's a debt that you want to get rid of.
All right. And last but not least, number seven, build wealth and give.
Yes.
That's it. So, build wealth and give, you know, that's pretty blunt. I mean, he doesn't really explain on how to do that, but the FIRE community really does. And that's why we agree with Dave Ramsey on getting out of debt, because the FIRE community, normally a lot of us, we started from Dave Ramsey and then moved on to the FIRE movement, because Dave Ramsey doesn't really give any information on building wealth, you know.
That's a learning step that you have to do your research. Yep.
So in order to do that, hey, go to the FIRE community, choose FI, podcast, and they'll hook you up. Now, she's going to continue reading on.
All right. So, after educating ourselves, we were able to adopt pieces of the system to begin our road to the financial freedom. I think it's important to highlight no one system will work for everyone. And it's important to do your homework and to learn or teach yourself about finances and ultimately what works best for you. So that's kind of what we preach, is you kind of do your research and take the steps that we've used and apply it to the way you live and the way that works for you. So that kind of helps. And then with that being said, simple things we did were Google, because it's an all-knowing entity, duh. Yeah. Following YouTube channels, blogs, podcasts of financial educators, reading books, and making sure we had a community that either knew about finances and or on the same journey with. Look, when you are equipped, or even better, equip yourself with the tools to succeed, there's no such thing as boundaries.
Yeah, there's no such thing as boundaries. And, oh, am I to continue reading?
Yeah, right here.
Oh. Debt absolutely cripples and limits anyone and it's able to entrap. If you are listening and resonate with our story, meaning debt was created by a combination of little to no financial education and poor money, then here are a few tips to begin your journey. Disclaimer, we aren't financial advisors, just wanting to share free life experience that work for us. You know, that's what's up. Research, number one, do your homework. That's what we preach here.
Yeah. You know?
Educate yourself. Someone will definitely follow. We definitely follow is Dave Ramsey. Google him if you need a structured and strict approach to debt consolidations. Don't let your research stop with him. Knowledge is power. Now that I'm reading this. So number two, budget. We create a spreadsheet for each check to ensure we know where money is following. It also serves as visual accountability for us. We use Apple's version of Excel numbers. Now, if you can do that, it would like you, though. You know, hon, you like doing all that spreadsheet.
Yeah, stuff. I do. I love playing with
it. Then maybe that'll help you out.
I'm a spreadsheet person.
Number three, discipline. Talking is cheap and dreaming is free. Discipline requires action. Save your money, get out of debt, and stop conforming to societal pressures.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, that's probably why you're here. Heck, it's why we were there. Yeah. Stop keeping up with the fucking Kardashians.
That's what I'm saying. We're not Kardashians.
In a nutshell, these are the steps we took. Along the way, we have adjusted and adapted as needed. Living in the media era has provided our generation with easy access to tools that the gen before us weren't
privy to. We weren't privy to this stuff.
Google, social media, and immediate access to materials that we can use. Take these steps to get out of debt, to learn more about money management, and to break the mold on how Pauli standards of viewing money. Praying that this information can number save someone before having to dig out the debt hole, or number to helps those in need to navigate your journey in becoming debt free and on a road to financial freedom. !
So
now she's going to read the last paragraph.
Yep. Growing Samoan, way to be pioneers on creating access to information that resonate specifically with our Polynesian people. We only know what we know. Great job on providing avenues for folks to explore what they didn't know. Love the change you guys are bringing to our people. Praying God uses your platform to reach out to any and all who need this information. Happy roads to financial freedom.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love that email, and I love the knowledge that you have instilled with the world in this podcast with Dave Ramsey, and how the snowball effect and everything good about Dave Ramsey has helped you out. And I hope and pray that people listening, if you're in need of this information, apply it, use it. Listen to this podcast over and over and go educate yourself about everything you've heard here on this podcast. Getting out of debt is a long journey.
It is. It is. It's pretty rough in the beginning, but you know what? It's definitely worth it. It is a life. I think it's a life-changing experience, as well as it is.
It's the bomb.
It's the best feeling in the world too when you're done, when you reach that ending point of debt. So
yeah. Yeah, I wanted to name this podcast "Get Your Ass Out of Debt."
He probably will. I know him.
I can. I own this podcast. It's my podcast. Do whatever the hell I want. Get your ass out of debt, people. That's going to be the name of this podcast. And while I'm for ass, I'm going to put like $2 signs.
Right. But, you know, definitely, definitely take that step if you haven't, or if you're thinking about it, but haven't, but are nervous or scared on... Like Henry tells you, you know, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared, you know.
Don't be
take
scared.
Action, get there, and it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey. And whether you don't it takes you months or maybe even years to get fully out of debt, you know what? At the end of the road when you are, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's a journey, and the journey continues. You know, just continue to listen to the Growing Samoan podcast, other information, podcasts, and reading books. And
yeah, keep stuff. Educating yeah. yourself. Believe me, like you know, like the email we just read, yeah, you know. Don't, you know, Google. We have so many resources and tools that are out there right now, social media, Google, and so on forth, that this, you can educate yourself.
It's you know, this is what Joe Rogan says, and I love what he says. Is he's a podcaster. I like listening to him. But every time he talks about this day and age, he always says, and I truly agree with him, that this is a weird time we live in. Like, we're in a time that's never been like this before, where you can reach literally the tip of the world at the palm of your fingers with this technology we have. You can talk to people in outer space with astronauts. I mean, we eat like kings, you know. The food is there if we want it. We're able to just, the technology, the time, the information, you can just press your finger on the phone, boop, 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 and you get anything. You can, hey Siri, let's try this now. Hey. Talk to me.
I'm really more of a listener.
What the hell? You know what I'm saying? You can talk to your phone and your phone will talk to you back. Hey Siri, what is the Growing Samoan? Let's see if she knows.
Sorry about that. Please try again and tell me what were you looking for.
That's what I'm talking about, because the government is trying to hold back the information that we're trying to give you. Because Siri, she knows, but she's trying to, you know, they're trying to hold us back, people. Right, hon?
Mm.
You know, educate yourself. You know, spread the word. All right. I love this podcast. This was this was nice being out here. I hope you guys enjoyed the view on the YouTube page, YouTube channel. Man, these Palangi boys are still out there flying all around the world, and their polos is probably shriveled up as hell right now, cold as hell. I mean, but they look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
And it's free. Oh, snaps. I give them props. All they had to do is buy their gear, walk down here, and just jump into the water. This cold-ass day. It's like 40-something degrees right now.
Yeah.
And they're just flying. They're flying out there.
Yeah, it's we started with two. There's four. There's four out there now that are parasurfing or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they're out there. Yeah, it's crazy.
This guy's about ready to go out there, and then of course we got a Washington trooper down there just to make sure. But he's good.
Ah, that ain't a trooper. That's a top flight security. So. Going on to, you know, I love that. I hope you guys can learn a lot from it. Now, moving on to what we call here on the podcast, the tip, health tip of the day. Because I love talking about health too. This is not a health podcast, but it's a part of life.
Right.
There's a great saying that is, your greatest wealth is your health. That's by Virgil. I think I said that before. I don't know who the hell Virgil is, but... It's true. Your greatest wealth is your health. I did say that. It was on the first podcast. Because it's a financial quote. It's not a spiritual quote. So, yeah. Or a health quote. It's not a spiritual quote. But anyways, So the health topic, the tip for today is Keto Island Boys podcast. Big shout out to them. I just got off the phone with Hines, and he's a podcaster. He has his own podcast with his other podcast teammate.
His co-host.
Co-host. Filipino cat. I'm sorry, I can't remember it right now, but I listened to like 3 episodes and I loved it because I'm a health guy. I want to know about keto. I'm not into keto. I'm not doing it, but the information they have is the shit. It's bomb. So Keto Island Boys podcast. You guys, if you guys want to, you know, dig into health and want to learn about keto, they have lost weight. They're fighting their diabetes. They're going through things that people are just, you know, dropping weight and making their lives healthier. That's the health tip of the day. Go look and listen to their podcast. Look into that. And that's just my health tip of the day. You know, if you're already into other diets, whatever, hey, just eat healthy. That's what I'm all about, you know, just being healthy. And big shouts out to Hines, man. Talking with him on the phone yesterday. Man, what a very, very amazing guy. And we have things lined up where we're going to do his podcast. And actually, we're going to do his podcast Tuesday. And that will be our podcast. We're going to share that and use that for our next episode on the Growing Samoan podcast. So if you guys want a preview of that before other people, then you guys will want to really check out his podcast, which is called the FT podcast, and it's a great podcast too. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the show notes, and just continue to grow, people.
Yeah,
continue to grow. We love you guys. Keep up the knowledge, the education, and don't forget to please, what they gotta do, man? I heard it there. That's the
Don't forget to please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Tunes, or go to our YouTube page, subscribe, and leave a message. Leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Or leave a message on anchor.fm.
Anchor.fm.
We are available on 9 podcast platforms, which are Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Breaker.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, we love you guys. Tofa soy fua, manuia leaso, manuvayaso, and you know, big ups. So for all you people that commented too, don't worry, we're gonna read your comments too on the next episodes. A lot of people, big shout outs to everybody around the world, Australia, New Zealand, Samoa, Hawaii, and man, there's people like all over the world, Philippines.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and
Mauritius,
and hopefully you can keep on growing with us.
Yeah, we love you guys. We out to the next episode. I think we covered everything we need to cover.
Yeah.
Just keep growing, you guys. We love you guys. Peace. Tofa soifua. Bye bye.